KMOX News Time, 7:52. Well, the weather's pretty nice here in St. Louis, Missouri, but not so much in Bermuda. Right now, let's check in with Jason Braunis. He is in Hamilton, Bermuda, and he joins us with the latest on Hurricane Igor, or do you say Igor, Jason?
You got it right the first time, Debbie. It's Igor.
All right. It sounds calm where you are. I'm assuming you're inside. Can you set the scene for us?
Sure, absolutely. I am inside, but I'm looking out at what is left of Igor out of a sliding glass door. It's not been a particularly strong storm, but it will be remembered for its size. We probably started getting tropical storm force winds here about 24 hours ago, and those winds are still blowing outside now. Overnight, we probably had Category 1 hurricane force winds for about a 12-hour period.
That's about 75 miles an hour. I understand the National Weather Service on Bermuda did clock one gust at 93 miles an hour. That's still enough to do a lot of damage, though.
No doubt. And fortunately, Bermuda has very strict building codes. Almost every building you see here is made of concrete and limestone. There are also a lot of concrete roofs. However, we are hearing reports from the south side of the island that would have taken the front edge of this storm, about storm surge causing flooding in buildings. And just as soon as the weather tamps down a bit, we're going to try and get down there and survey it for ourselves.
Bermuda is a big spot for vacationers taking weekend trips, a spot for cruise ships to stop off at. How's all that been impacted, and when do you expect things to start back up again?
Well, the cruise ships detoured well in advance of the storm, so there hasn't been a cruise ship here for a number of days. The airport is also closed. Most tourists got out of here in advance of the storm. However, a few stayed. I met a couple last night from Massachusetts who were coming to Bermuda for, I think, the 30th time. They come here regularly, yearly. They actually changed their plans to get here before the storm because they'd never experienced a hurricane and wanted to experience one here in Bermuda.
Well, now they can put that on their list of things that they've done in their lives, can't they? Eye of the storm passing 40 miles west of Bermuda just before midnight. I'm just wondering, the last time Bermuda got hit or got anywhere close to a storm like this?
Sure, it would have been Fabian back in 2003. Fabian really, I think, woke up a lot of Bermudians to the power of a hurricane. Four people on the island died during that storm, including two police officers that were trying to make a rescue on a flooded-out causeway. So a country that really kind of had a lackadaisical attitude towards storms kind of woke up in 2003 when Fabian hit. That was the last major storm, the last real storm of consequence in the Atlantic hurricane season to affect Bermuda, and that's what was really driving a lot of folks' preparations and, quite frankly, fears leading up to Igor. However, Igor has proven itself not to be quite as strong as Fabian was, and we don't expect to see that much damage. I should also mention that, according to the latest information from the government, there have been no storm-related injuries here.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Jason Braunis is in Hamilton, Bermuda, talking about the remnants of Hurricane Igor here on KMOX at 7:55.